Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God, we bless you. God, we magnify you. God, we glorify you, God. Hallelujah, God. We just lift your name up, God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, God. God, you are so worthy. You're so worthy, hallelujah, of all the praise, of all the honor, Father God. And we just bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for giving us another day. We thank you, Father God, for giving us another opportunity to give you thanks. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us another opportunity to come into your presence. God, we just want to tell you how thankful we are. How, God, we are so thankful and appreciative. God, how glorious you are. How wonderful you are. And we just want to tell you, thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, you've done so much for us, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the food on our table, the clothes on our back. We thank you for the place to lay our heads. God, we thank you for the activity of our limbs. God, we thank you, God, that we can move on our own, Brother God. And if by chance, God, we are missing some of these things, God, we still give you praise because you allow us to breathe. You allow us to see another day, God, and we just thank you. Because you've been so good to us. You have provided. You have healed. You have, God, made us whole and complete. God, you have settled some things. You have worked some things out for our good. You have made things happen. You have worked behind the scenes. God, you was even in that dark place. And God, we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, and we bless you, Lord. And we thank you, God, and we open up our heart, God, and asking you to come in, Father God, asking you to enter in, Father God, asking you, Father God, to be in this place, be in our hearts right now, be in our homes right now, be in our cars right now, be in our relationships right now, be in our mind right now. God, we need you, Lord God, to sweep it clean, God. And well, God, we need you, God, to remove some things. We need you, God, to uproot some things. We need you, God, to put things in order. Oh, holy God, we need you. Hallelujah. We need you like never before. We need to see the light in the dark place. We need to see the light in the places, Lord God, where we're narrow-minded. We need to see the light of truth, Father God. We need the truth, God. We need you now more than ever, Father God, to break some chains, to move some things out of the way, to help us see, to help us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we can do nothing on our own, God. We can do nothing on our own. We need you, Holy God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord God. We need you. We need you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, we need you, God, more than ever, Father God. We need you to enter in, Father God. We need you in our relationships, Lord God. We need your help, God, to be, God, meek and lowly and not judge and think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We need you, God, to help us not to walk in pride and haughtiness, but to remember, God, that you had to bring us out of some place, that there's some things that had to be done in us to get us to where we are today. Oh God, we help us, Lord, to remember, Father God, that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Oh God, help us to remember, God. Oh God, the self-righteousness we cannot live in. Oh God, hypocrisy we cannot live in. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, as we bow before you, God, as we give you all the accolades, all the honor, all the glory, Father God, as we honor you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, you are so worthy, hallelujah. And we just thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for your help each and every day. God, we thank you for the stability in our minds. God, for the stability in our emotions. We thank you, Father God, for filling the voids and the emptinesses, Father God. Those places, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, that we have tried everything and everything else, God, but we have not given you a try. So God, we're coming before you right now and asking you to come in, God. Fill the voids, the emptiness, God, the holes, Lord God, that we have created, or were created because of a loss, or was created because, Lord God, we kept searching and searching and found disappointment after disappointment. Maybe we put our trust in the wrong stuff. Maybe we put our trust in our jobs. Maybe we put our trust in a man or a woman. Maybe we put our trust in a family member, and they all let us down. They hurt us. Oh God, Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you, Jesus, enter in, God, and heal the brokenness in the heart. Heal, God, the brokenness, God, in the heart. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus. Heal the brokenness, Lord God, from that person that betrayed us and hurt us, Lord, that we thought had our backs, that we thought, oh God, understood. Oh God, but what happened was they became jealous and vengeful and spiteful and hateful. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch them, Lord God, right now. In their mind and in their hearts, Lord God, that they will change their ways, that they will recognize the error of their ways, that they won't continue to go down that road. That wide road, Father God, give my heart to come to the narrow road. That road, God, that only you can make way. Oh God, that road, Lord God, that you've only planted, that you've ordained for all of us to travel. It's a choice. God, help them to make a choice to choose to live unto you, to do things unto you, to live by the Spirit and not by the flesh, to honor you in everything that they do. And God, I'm asking you to touch the hearts of those who have been betrayed, that was hurt, that's been disappointed, that they don't hold any grudges, that they will forgive God and love like never before, that they will love God, the hearts of those that are not lovable, unforgivable. Oh God, that love makes such a difference in the lives of your people. God, pour the love in the hearts, God, that they cannot stay in that same place of despair and hurt and pain. But God, pull them up. God, pour your love in there, Father God. Hallelujah. And shake it off, God. Lord God, remove and detach everything, God, that will cause them to err, that will cause them to be angry and upset, that will cause them to want to react. God, give them a meek and lowly spirit. God, make them have, God, the poor in spirit. God, that they will cry out to you, not just for themselves, but for the person that done the wrong thing to them. Oh God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that we have a forgiving heart, a heart of forgiveness, a heart of absolutions, a heart, God, that would not allow anybody, God, to penetrate because of their actions and the way they do. But our hearts are so in tune with your spirit that we know that all we got to do is give it over to you and you handle it. You will take care of it. Oh God, we just bless you. Oh God, we just thank you, God, because we know, Father God, that you have our backs. You are a real friend. You are a real shepherd, and you keep your word. Hallelujah. You keep your word. God, you do everything that you say you're going to do. You are such a faithful God. Oh, hallelujah. Such a faithful God. God, you're so faithful. In spite of what we did, in spite of what we have done, you know exactly what we were going to do. And yet you still called us. You still told us. You still said, come in. How faithful, how merciful, how kind you are. Oh God, how kind you are to all of us. Because you already knew the choices we were going to make. You already knew the decisions we were going to take. And you said, God, don't God. You said, come on in, my daughter. Come on in, my son. Follow me. Get up. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You knew the betrayer. Hallelujah, you knew. You knew what was going to happen. You still loved. You still had so much compassion for all of us. You knew somebody was going to get raped, and you knew the rapist. You knew who they are, Father God. So I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, touch the hearts of your people. And Lord God, help them to have a heart of repentance. Help them, God, to turn from their ways. Help them, Father God, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Help them to fight for their life. Help them to fight for their place, Lord God, beside you. Help them, Father God, to see the truth, to see reality, and not lean to their own understanding. Help them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, without you, they can do nothing. They will be not able to see anything. They can overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They got to hear your word. They got to hear how good you are. They got to hear, Father God, send some people, God, that will minister unto them. Father God, the truth of what they can get through, what they can come out of, how they can be made free because you've done it for other people. God sends a people out, God, and the harvest is plenty. The harvest is ready. God, send your people out. So many people, God, they need you right now. God, let your spirit flow. God, let your spirit flow through this earth. God, find your people. Find the people that are crying out. God, and deliver them from evil. Deliver them from shame and embarrassment. And let them stand, Father God. Remove that spirit of condemnation out of their lives in the name of Jesus. God, order your steps. Order the steps of your people. Let them know, Father God, that you are with them. You've never left them. You will never forsake them. God, help them to remember that you are not a man that you can lie. You cannot lie at all. And your word is true. God, let them remember your very presence and how sweet it is. Oh, how sweet your presence is. To get into your presence. To be in your presence. Draw us closer, God, in the name of Jesus. How sweet it is, Lord, to walk around and feel you. To walk around and see you. To walk around and hear you. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Open up the ears. Open up the eyes. God, reconstruct the minds of your people. God, so they would know, Father God, who you are. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of your people in their relationships, in their marriages, God, with one another. God, we're so quick to judge. We're so quick to do some things, Lord God, that is opposite of your word. We're so quick to pass by. We're so quick to disregard, God. I'm asking you, God, to help us, Lord. Help us, God, to get this thing right. Oh, God, I ask you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Enter in, Father God. Enter in. Oh, God, enter in. God, remove every spirit that's not of you. Remove that pride. Remove the jealousy, the vengeful spirit, the spiteful spirit, the haughty spirit. Remove these things. Hallelujah. Because your people don't know what they do. Show them, help them to see. Get your people into a place, Lord God, where they can learn of you. They can learn of you. They can become more in relationship with you, more acquainted with you, and not be a religious person, not just going to church because it's time, not just going to Bible class because it's time, but they're eager, they're hungry and thirsting after your righteousness. God, touch your people. God, help the husbands. God, help the husbands to understand who they are in the head of the house. Help the wives understand how they are a part of that union. God, help them all become one with you in the name of Jesus. Even the children, Lord. Oh, God, we love you and we appreciate you. We thank you, God, for your help. Each and every day, we just thank you, Lord. God, we bless you, Lord, and we honor you and give you the glory. We just thank you, Lord, for hearing our cries for help. We thank you for hearing our cries, Lord. And we thank you for seeing about our prayers. We thank you for seeing about our loved ones. We thank you, Father God, even when we're distracted, God, that you're always there. Oh, God, and I just pray, Lord God, for our hearts, that we don't just come to you in time of trouble, but we come to you in the good times. We come to you when everything is at peace, and we just reverence you and give you the love and the appreciation that you deserve. Holy Spirit, God, you are so worthy, and we just bless you, Lord. God, we just thank you and we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.